Have you ever had a situation in your life where you were throwing a pity party and didn't want to go back in and didn't want to try again and had taken off from Egypt and didn't even want to face your future because of the pain of your past? But here comes Jesus walking up to you on the second row today, on the fourth row at the Gaston campus, walking up to you on an iPhone screen. Wants to let you know, whenever you get ready to come back in and do what I've called you to do, come on back in. It's handled. Somebody shout, it's handled. Shout, it's handled. It's handled. God told Moses, you can go back to Egypt because everybody who wanted to kill you is dead. While you were out here in Egypt, I was dealing with your issues, and it's handled. Touch three people, say it's handled. It's handled. It's handled. God wants you to know shame can't keep you at bay anymore. Because what Jesus was doing on that cross, when they thought that he was dying, he wasn't dying. He was delivering you from the power of sin and death. And what was held against me was nailed to his cross, and I'm standing here today with my hands stretched high, with my head held high, with my shoulders thrown back, boldly approaching the throne with confidence in the time of my need, because it's handled. It's handled. It's, I feel the spirit of Olivia Pope coming on me. Somebody shout, it's handled. It's handled. It's handled. That's what Ryan said. He said, it's handled. When you get ready to come back in, you need to know it's handled. When you get ready to go into your future, you need to know it's handled. Somebody shout, it's handled. It's handled. It's handled. It's handled. It's handled. I love that Bible verse in Philippians 4:13 where Paul is talking about, I know what to do in any situation. If I have a little, if I have a lot, I can handle it. Because he says, this is a famous Bible verse. Have you heard this before? He said, Christ can do all things through me. Did I mess it up? Let me try again. Christ can do, because he's going to handle it, right? Christ can do all things through me. God's going to handle it. Huh? Oh, he wants to help you handle it. Here's how God showed me. He said, I will handle what you can't, but I will not handle what you won't. See, I handle your sin. You can't handle that. I handle your past. You can't handle that. But he told Moses, let me show you one more thing. Sit up. He told Moses, somebody shout, handled. Handled. He told Moses, he said,
pick it up. Now, it's not a staff anymore in this moment. It's a snake. So what does Moses do?
He does what you do with your fears, and he runs.
Did you see it in the text?
Yep.
It said, what verse was it? Was it 3? Where he ran? Was it 3? Yeah. And he ran from it. That's the same thing that he did when he killed the man in Egypt. He's learned to run. He's learned to run. And God won't handle what you run from. So he runs. Can y'all hear me okay?
Yes.
In the back?
Yes.
Oh, I know what I should do. Because
this thing only works in my hand. This is a good sermon.
Yes.
For your life, for your marriage, for your soul, for any situation. God tells him to reach for the thing that he's been running from. And as he reaches, watch this.
As he reaches, the staff changes back into a staff from as he reaches.
We got to work on this. Y'all weren't paying attention. Go to 4:17. Exodus 4:17. I'm almost done. I will hasten to a close. When he told him to go, LJ, he said, but take this staff. Everybody shout. Come on, shout the phrase. It's in bolded orange letters for a reason. Take the staff. Hit me with 20 real quick. I think it's 20. So Moses took his wife and sons, put them on a donkey, and started back to Egypt, and he took the staff of God. Next verse. When he was confronting Pharaoh, he said, go out and confront him on the bank of the Nile and take the staff that was changed into a snake. You seeing a pattern? I keep going. Next verse until you all see it. When they were standing in front of the Red Sea, he said, raise your staff and stretch out your
hand.
Right. It's got to be in your
hand.
It's got to be in your hand. Go to the next verse. What's the next verse? Oh, that's when they were going out, and he was going out ahead of the people, and he said, take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile. Here's the interesting thing, and this is what the Lord wanted you to know. His situation was changing, but the same staff that got him through the last one worked in the next one when he had it in his hand. The only time that Moses got in trouble with his staff is when he struck the rock that God told him to speak to, and he didn't enter the promised land because he didn't know how to handle what was in his hand. You get in trouble when you try to handle it your way. You get in trouble when you try to resolve it your way. You get in trouble when you try to take the snake by the head. See, that was interesting to me. We just moved out into the country two years ago, and everybody was giving me advice, Greg, on being in the country. I think they were worried about me, that I wouldn't know what to do and how to survive in the country. And they were right. So I welcomed their advice. And everybody was telling me, now you're gonna have snakes for the first time. So here's what you need to do with the snake. And you know what nobody told me? Nobody told me that to handle a snake the way God told Moses to handle a snake. Nobody, go back to verse 4. He said, reach out your
hand.
And what? Nobody told me to take the snake by the tail. Because that's not the way you handle a snake, naturally. Take it by the... Y'all look confused. I'm not doing my job, am I? I got to get this right. He said, take it by the... See, the way we try to grab situations in our life is we want to control it. That's not the right way to hold it. He said, take it by the... Now, to take a snake by the tail, and I will remind you
that the snake didn't change back into a staff until it was in Moses'
hand. Your issue is not going to change until you handle it. Your pain is not going to become your purpose until you handle it. But if you handle it your way, you're going to be depressed about it. But if you handle God's way, God's work, God's way, God's will, God's way, God's word, God's way, you've done it long enough your way. It's time for you to do it God's way. And it's time for you to take it by the tail. God told me to tell you, you feel it, don't you? God said that mistakes happen, but when they happen, take them by the tail and trust me to turn your mistake into a miracle. When you take it by the tail, when pain and rejection happen in your life, your rejection in one season can lead to your destiny in the next when you take it by the tail. I came to say that what they said about you isn't going to destroy you. It's only going to develop you, to make you stronger, to give you a steadfastness. When you take it by the tail, you know what you're going to do with that doctor's report? Take it by the tail. You know what you're going to do with that loneliness? take it by the tail. You know what you're going to do with everything that's been keeping you up at night, worried, ringing your head. This isn't my problem. This isn't my issue. The battle is the Lord's. He'll handle Pharaoh. I got this thing by the tail. I trust you, Lord. Does anybody trust him in your situation? So I trust God enough to take it by the tail. And it only changes when you handle it. As long as you stand there looking at it, it's a snake.
As long as you stand there praying about it, it's a snake. You can't pray and make the snake go away. Pray about it,
pick it up, and make it work in.
Come on.
Make it work in your favor. I'm saying handle it. I'm saying there's nothing life can throw at you that you can't handle by the Spirit of God. Somebody shout, I can handle it. Somebody encourage five people in your area. Tell them you can handle it. You can handle it. You can handle it. Yes, you can. You've got to handle it. You've got to handle it. You were made to handle it. You were built to handle it. God's going to help you handle it. He's going to show you how to handle it. He's got you in the palm of his hand. He's going to help you raise those children. He's going to help you get through this season. He's going to help you make the decision. Lift your hands like his hand.
Hey, thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss a single video or live stream. And share this video with a friend. And don't forget, you can join me live every Sunday. Thanks again for watching.